Hello, people of the world. You can call me Rogue. You can call me the Celtic Warrior. Or you can just call me a Rogue Messenger. It's been a few months since my last podcast. I just felt it on my heart right now to talk to y'all. I just got done watching a movie. It's one of the most beautiful ones of them all. If not the greatest Christian movie I have ever seen. And if you pay attention to it, there's a lot to it that I don't think many are willing and open to receive the message within it. And you know, when you see what's going on in this world, the movie Joshua really gives an amazing depiction of what a community is supposed to be. And I agree with one of the last parts of the message of the movie. People spend so much time hating. They spend so much time bickering. They spend so much time worrying. People today are so afraid, you know? They are so blinded by fear. So blinded by fear that they let it consume them. They let it consume their they let it consume their minds, their hearts, their soul, in their spirit. God said in His word to fear not the ones who can kill the body but cannot do nothing with the soul afterward, for I hath the power to destroy both body and soul in hell. What is the underlining message behind that scripture? And my Bible in front of me is not even on that scripture. Matter of fact, my Bible is open into the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. And yet, I have two scriptures in two separate chapters right here. You go to church this Sunday morning and night, if there is still the nighttime service. simply because the church is so worried about money. Did Jesus himself have money, coin, dinero to fund his ministry? No. Because even then, he is the Messiah. And need not money to fund the ministry that has been laid before us. Church today is so wrapped up in the monetary gain of it. You have to be ordained by a church to be a minister. You have to be ordained by a clergy to be a priest. You have to be ordained by a youth minister to be just that, a minister. But God called us, Jesus called us all to minister his word. Where does it say in the Bible that you have to be called, or not called, you have to be ordained by a church to preach? You have to be ordained by a church, a clergy, to be a priest. Do they not understand that God has called all of us to fruition? God has called all of us to minister his word. We are in the last days. That's the basis of this ministry. And I will gladly get to a scripture real quick where I will reveal to you that something that not even the church today is willing to minister on. You know, it's like I was telling a counselor, a doctor, a physician today. The church today is so focused solely on the good that they are blinded to what's in front of them. The church today is so dead set. You cannot be associated with any form of evil. You cannot even really in their eyes, you can't even acknowledge it. You can't have no part of it. You can't listen to this. You can't listen to that. You can't watch this. You can't watch that. You can't talk to this person. You can't talk to that person. You can't do... I quit going to a physical church because I see the entire picture. I see things that are unseen in their eyes. I acknowledge that you can't have one without the other. You can't have good without evil, and you can't have evil without good. If you pay attention to symbology, one symbol stands out, the yin and the yang. For every good, there is that little bit of evil. And for every evil, there is that little bit of good. It's a balance of the two. The harmony, the peace, the balance. My brothers and sisters, if you can't balance it all out, the harmony is disrupt. How can one individual, a whole people, how can you try and possibly be so good, so holy, so peaceful every day, and try to live out your days like that? That, I will say, is next to impossible. I try every day to be a good person. And I am a good person. Although others do not see that. To others, they see me as abusive, abrasive, overbearing, evil, a bad influence. I'm neither. I am me. I am what I am. I cuss up and down like a sailor every day. Can't really say I'm proud of it. I got tattoos all over my body. I got tattoos on my face. Scars all over my arm. From self-mutilation. Scars all over my body from self-mutilation. Heck, I probably even got some on my neck and my face from cutting, self-mutilation. I battle every day not to do it. I got an entire collection of knives, 2 machetes, a crossbow pistol, a actual takedown bow and arrow. Sometimes I want to load that crossbow pistol, an 80-pound drawstring, put an arrow in it, and just put myself out of misery. Sometimes I want to take, heck, even my machete, stick it in something to where it stays still and fall over on top of it. Sometimes I just want to take my knife, jab myself in the gut, slit my throat open, slice my arm up and down to where I just bleed out and just finally die. But I don't. I know I'm meant for more than that. I know God is not through with me. There was a movie I also got, and I got a collection of religious movies. One in particular also stands out, called Facing the Giants. In the biggest, if not the only message in that film, is faith. The enemy wants you to give up. He wants you to back down. He wants you to lose faith. But to God, he says, never give up. Never back down. And never lose faith. It takes the faith of a mother. It takes the faith of a mustard seed to move a mountain. What is your giant that you face? I have to see my giant every day when I look in the mirror And I don't like mirrors. I told my doctor that today. I don't like mirrors. I don't like what I see. And I guess she thought it was because of the tattoos and everything. No. It's bigger than that. It's more than that. I don't like what I see. I could stare down anybody dead in the eye all day if I wanted to. But I can't bear to stare my own self down. Because I see something I don't like. I see something that is the only thing I'm scared of. Anybody could put a gun to my head and all I'm going to say is, do with it what you wish, pull it. You just better hope that the first one kills me. And when you think about it, in my eyes, sometimes I think they would just be doing me a favor. I think differently of it now. At least I hope. You know, I used to be afraid of death. Afraid of heights. But I'm not afraid anymore. Death is inevitable. And we're all going to have to face it one day. Hopefully not anytime soon. Why be afraid of death? What are you hiding? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the inevitable? Are you afraid you're going to disappoint somebody? Are you afraid you're going to disappoint your friends, your family? Are you afraid you're going to disappoint yourself? You know, I quit trying to live for everybody. I quit trying to please people. Because need not only but to impress myself. I can sit on this ministry podcast all day and tell you an eternal story about myself. But I'll let the story tell itself. You see, people think I used to be this angel when I was a kid.
But I was far from it.
I was far from perfect, far from angelic. I am not. I took the long, hard, painful road of disappointment throughout my life, and I'll be 30 next year. But that's just a number. Personally, I believe my soul is older than that. Heck, I don't even know. People can say I'm abusive. People can say a bad influence. People can say all that, but they don't know me. What are you so angry at? They ask. I don't know. I can't say. Why are you so mean? I'm not mean. I'm just straightforward, blunt, and I tell it like it is. I tell the cold hard truth, and people can't accept that. I just got told today by someone very dear to me that the group leader says she shouldn't be hanging around me because I'm, quote, a bad influence. I'm far from it. Maybe people are starting to wise up and realize that the way they treat people is wrong. Are you trying to get rid of people that actually care? People that you obviously know will not back down or bow to you? Or are you afraid? Are you afraid of change? Are you afraid of acceptance? Are you afraid of love? Are you afraid to have people around that actually care, that can make a change? Is that what thee is afraid of? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You know, it's funny, because that friend, her family don't like me. They hate me. Personally, I think it's out of fear. Nobody needs to be afraid of me. I don't need nobody to be. If they're afraid of anything, afraid of what I represent, be afraid of that. When I'm in a relationship with somebody, I want her to feel welcome, loved, cared for. Not going to force her to do anything she don't want to do. Be something she's not. Believe like she don't want to. Parents don't like me simply because I represent everything that anybody I personally believe would want to spend their life with. I love, I care, I'm a free spirit. I just want people to know it's okay to not be okay. I want them to know it's okay to be different. It's okay to love. It's okay to just not be okay. Because there is someone out there that loves you, no matter what. You can come to him. You can come to him just as naked as the day you were born, and he will love you no matter what. People rejected him, and people will reject you just as they did him. He hung on that cross for all of you, all of us. He paid the ultimate penalty for what was and what is to come. And he wants you to know he is coming. And he is coming that right soon. You'll never know when it is. You'll never know when he's He could be standing right next to you. He could be right in front of you. He could be looking you right dead in the eye, and you not even know it. It's up to you. But I come bearing a message of what is, what will, and what'll be. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 states, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." And also, this is one of my favorites. Well, first I'll start in a different one. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 through 20 states, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy." Chapter 4, verse 16 through 18 states, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." You know, my friends, my brothers and sisters, whoever and is listening, open your heart. Open your mind. Open your soul and spirit. We live in a world that focuses so much on the hate. Why spend your life so much hating? Why not get up in the morning, go outside, go for a walk? If you see a man, a woman, a child, or even an animal hungry, thirsty, afraid, someone, something needing help, needing that comfort, that touch that they have never felt before, why not do that? Instead of playing your video game, watching TV, watching a movie, listening to music, doing something that's you know, not productive. Help someone. If Jesus was in front of you right now, and you don't even know it's him, you don't even know. You can't see it because you're so blind. If that person came to you, hungry, just needing something to drink. Exactly, just needing something to drink. And you can't even give them the crumbs off the table. Because there would be nothing for the dogs to eat. That's selfish. I'm so sick of the world being the way it is. It's just ridiculous. I'm so sick of being betrayed, hated, hurt, not listened to. But then I think now, the way I've been the last couple of weeks, I'm right where I should have been from the beginning. Not worrying so much about a relationship, not worrying so much about trying to be social, whatever. And people will ask me, am I okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm perfectly fine. Inside, I'm hurting. Inside is a raging storm that's never ending. A lot of times, I'm in a dark place inside my mind. But in reality, I'm just me. I'm just not wanting to be bothered. I'm just inside my own head, inside my own thoughts. You know, one of the most horrific horror movies ever created, and he did a bang up job, I guess you could say, doing it. This character told the killer in the movie, never let the walls get you down. Just learn to live inside your head. That is a good piece of advice. It can be detrimental to the person, or it can be perfect. You know, yeah, I still socialize with people. A select few of people. Mainly, you know, people I consider family. But I also just don't socialize because I have trust issues. I'm pretty much a loner. You know, and I'd rather focus on what's important than worry about everything else. You know, I play my guitar, play my bass, watch movies and documentaries and listen to music and stuff like that. Maybe read a select book, or when I know I need to read my Bible, you know, open it and let the word, the right word, find you. People would consider that a cultist, but it's really not, because whatever it lands on could be exactly the message God has for you that day. And you know, I'm going to end it, you know, right here, because I'm a little scattered brained right now, and I will be I will speak on something a little different. Same message, you know, but something everyone needs to hear. But I leave you with this. Are you living for you? Or are you living for everybody else? Are you doing what you think is right? Or are you doing what they think you should do? Are you tired of pleasing others when need not only just please yourself? Or are you searching for something? Do you have questions? You may ask, what is life? What is the purpose of it? Why am I here? What is my destiny? You will ask yourself. You know, before you go to bed, maybe when you even wake up in the morning, give God thanks that you woke up. Give Him praise that you're breathing, that you have food to eat, that you have a roof over your head. Because once you start to not worry so much and just, you know, listen and open your eyes to everything around you, you will see that you should let not your heart be troubled. Thank you.